Marty B. Yeah. Texas A&M, A Leaf, Texas. Yeah. We drafted him in Dallas, so I know a lot about him. He's a really talented player and a good player. As they have quite a few on offense, starting with the quarterback. Cutler's playing as good as I've seen him play. He's obviously been a real talent for a long time. And, you know, anytime you play a quarterback that can win the game himself, those are the really good quarterbacks. But he's always been talented. He's always had a chance to, you know, if you stopped everything else, he still might beat you. So he's always been that kind of guy. But I think they've done a great job with him this year. Seems to have his confidence. He knows where he's going with the football. He's always been a good scramble around and throw it and find people that are open in coverage. So it's going to be a real challenge for our pass defense. And then their running game, they've got two really good backs. Langford obviously came in and played really well last couple of weeks for Forte, and we know about Forte. He's you know, he's a special back. He can catch the ball, he can run routes, and he can run with the football. He makes a lot of big plays. So we're looking forward to this challenge.
In light of you had one player suspended a couple of weeks ago and then ejected this past week, did you talk to your team, you know, like the
Yeah, I've been talking, berating, whatever, you know, I think whatever it takes. We did cut down on penalties, obviously, but we had one out of frustration, but you can't have those. I said the post-play penalties are really unacceptable. We're working hard on not having them during the play, certainly, and we did a lot better job of that. But after the play, there's no excuse for that because it hurts your team. And even retaliation, you know, because – you just something that you can't do, and we've harped on it. I think it's through. I think we're through with it now. I mean, you hate to learn the hard way, but we did, and I think you know, the fines and so forth certainly help some. The coaches help some by you know, making emphasis on it, but the player, it comes down to the players themselves. Got to believe what you're saying, and. That you're being selfish when you get a penalty after the play.
You guys haven't been forcing as many turnovers as you were at the beginning of the season. Has anything been different there? Need to be?
Yeah, the last three games now, I'd take the Green Bay game every time. No turnovers, but 140 yards total offense. But and this last game, you know, we gave up three first downs the second half. So, I mean, we've played really well in spurts, but we hadn't played well enough to win the last two games. And certainly turnovers are a part of it, but not letting them make first downs. Our third downs were really good this last game again. So, you know, I think we'll come back strong the last part of this year.
Coach, you mentioned it, about how good their running backs are. They do so much through them. How important is it to slow them down early?
Well, you got to slow them down. You know, the last two games we haven't done well early in the ball, you know, the first half. So I think that's a key for us this ball game, is to start out playing well. In the first half, because we've gotten so far down at halftime that it's made it tough to come back.
When teams try to use defensive aggressiveness against you guys with the screen pass game, how do you count?
Yeah, we've
that?
Been tremendous against the screen. I think you look at our stats against the screen, probably when we went through the first eight games, it was almost a highlight reel of how to play the screens. Nobody ran screens very well on us at all. We had one short one this last game, early in the ball game, but after that they didn't run any screens very well. So we work hard on that. I mean, they tried to use it against us, but I think it's helped us certainly the first part of the season because we played screens really well.
Just the challenge of not having DeMarcus for another week, and how do you think Shane did?
Yeah, I mean, the other guys have played a lot, so, you know, we're depending on them to play well. Anytime you lose, you know, a great player, other people have to come in and play, and they're getting more experience. They're playing more, so that should help them and us.
Wait, what are your impressions of Kyle Long as he continues his transition to offensive tackle?
He's playing very well. A very athletic guy. You know, he's a guy that certainly when you look at offensive tackles, he's as athletic as the guy we see, especially a right tackle. So. He's come along real well for him. I'm sure they're pleased with him.
Anything else, guys? Okay, thank you, Coach.
All right.